USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. President Joe Biden talking election integrity in Washington Wednesday night. Biden warned that a significant number of election deniers are on the ballots nationwide this year, and they may try and stir up discord in the process.
We know that more and more ballots are cast in early voting or by mail in America. We know that many states don't start counting those ballots until after the polls close on November 8th. That means in some cases we won't know the winner of the election until a few days after the election. It takes time to count all legitimate ballots in a legal and orderly manner.
There's been a change atop the Space Force.
On Wednesday, Space Force Lieutenant General Bradley Saltzman assumes the position of Chief of Space Operations during a Space Force transition ceremony. Speaking at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Milley, says the Space Force should be the most capable such branch in the world.
It's to make sure that we are the dominant power, we are the power that has the most capable Space Force in order to do a single thing, and that is to prevent great power war.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Less than a week to go before Election Day 2022, in Arizona, Maricopa County, recorder Steve Richer says people can still vote early, but it's too late to mail in their ballot.
If you have your early ballot and it is already voted and it's in its green envelope and it's sealed and it's signed, and that's all wonderful, but please do not mail it back through the United States Post Office at this point, because that is their recommendation.
On Tuesday, a federal judge ordered armed members of a group monitoring ballot drop boxes in the state to stay at least 250 feet from the location after complaints that people wearing masks and carrying guns were intimidating voters. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Grain is scheduled to roll out per usual from Ukraine.
Russia is doing an about-face on Wednesday. It said it will resume participation in an agreement allowing grain exports to leave Ukrainian ports. This happened days after suspending its involvement over an alleged attack on its Black Sea fleet. Since July, the grain deal was a crucial step to help alleviate the deepening food crisis around the world. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Kyrie Irving is trying to make amends. The Brooklyn Nets star and his team will each donate $500,000 in the wake of his social media post about an anti-Semitic book and movie. In a joint statement with the Anti-Defamation League, the point guard said, "I'm aware of the negative impact of my post towards the Jewish community, and I take responsibility." The Holocaust Memorial and Tolerance Center's Alan Mindel says that anti-Semitic posts, like the ones from Kanye West and Kyrie Irving, have a real-life impact on how Jewish people are viewed.
All this propaganda absolutely does have a real-life impact. It absolutely hurts people, and the hurt is going to continue.
Christina Applegate says she was diagnosed with MS last summer. She's put on 40 pounds and has to walk with a cane now. The actress told the New York Times there were signs she ignored. One day, while she was shooting a dance scene for season one of her Netflix show, Dead to Me, she fell off balance. Production for the show stopped while she got treatment. Season three will premiere on November 17th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.